Newly discovered wisdom from a commander-in-chief about to learn some lessons from voters.
When we promised during the campaign, change you can believe in,
right?
It wasn't change you can believe in 18 months. It was change you can believe in, but you know what? We're going to have to work for it.
On The Daily Show last night, President Obama delivers a caveat on the practicalities of politics even after his 2008 mandate.
Change we can believe in, but? This morning, a discussion of Obama's but.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Oh, but I am. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, October 28th, and we are not going to talk about what you just said.
Well, Obama's midterm wisdom is certainly going to be a theme of this hour, and it's a theme of the morning's top news stories. Let's get right to them. With the midterm election just 5 days away, the economy weighing heavily on voters' minds. According to a new Washington Post poll, more Americans are anxious about making mortgage or rent payments, 53%. Very or somewhat concerned about staying afloat. At the same time, the foreclosure crisis is making itself felt in new parts of the country. In the areas of the nation hardest hit by the crisis so far, foreclosure rates are starting to decline. Good news in California, Nevada, Florida, and Arizona. But metro areas like Chicago and Seattle are seeing a sharp increase in foreclosure notices, as are Houston, Detroit, and Atlanta. And the legal mess surrounding the housing crisis keeps getting messier. Wells Fargo now says it will refile botched paperwork in 55,000 foreclosure cases next month, but it won't halt foreclosure proceedings. So much for a reprieve.
And it's not just home ownership that's causing stress. The cost of college keeps going up. The College Board says tuition for public schools has gone up 8% this year to an average of $7,000, while the cost of private school is up 4.5% to $27,000. Federal loans have, for the most part, kept up with the increases. They offer students more aid each year. And President Obama, as we said, he was on The Daily Show last night, and he told Jon Stewart that Americans have to be patient with the pace of progress. Voters will decide how much they believe in the change and the Democratic Party next week, Tuesday, to be exact. Rescuers fear many of the people missing after a tsunami hit Indonesia were swept away at sea. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake triggered the tsunami. It's left 343 dead on the west coast of Sumatra Island. Scott Manning was one of the lucky survivors. He spoke to our partner, the BBC, and described the site of the powerful wave.
Looked out the window and saw it must have been 15 plus foot wave of white water hit Villa 8, which was actually my villa. And I just saw it go down like a toothpick, and then it just annihilated every single bungalow.
And on the eastern side of the country, the volatile volcano that killed 33 people on the island of Java is erupting again today. No new deaths or injuries have been reported, though.
In northern Pakistan, the third drone strike in 24 hours killed seven alleged militants today. The U.S. and Afghanistan have wrapped up 2 days of closed-door strategy meetings. Meanwhile, Afghan officials are said to have pressured the U.S. to make Pakistan help crack down on militants. A Virginia man has been arrested for plotting to bomb the D.C. metro system. He was the target of an undercover sting. FBI agents posing as Islamic radicals met with him in hotel rooms to trade surveillance and notes of the metro system. And so much for pitcher Cliff Lee's perfect playoff record. The San Francisco Giants knocked Lee out of the game early and took Game 1 of the World Series. The Giants beat the Texas Rangers 11-7. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,126. The S&P opens at 1,182. And the NASDAQ begins trading at 2503. Coming up this morning, if your city was given millions for urban renewal, how would you spend it? Five cities are tackling this with a gift of $80 million. Is it enough? We'll talk more about how to spend money for cities later this hour.
But first, we probably heard more about the Constitution over the past 6 months than ever in electoral history, barring when the Constitution was actually written. Well, we're going to look at how it's being used in the current campaign and whether we could actually get the Constitution passed today. That's coming up in a moment.